What can water teach us about silence? We tune into the hum of cicadas, buzzing in the wildflowers, the knock-knock of a woodpecker insisting on not being seen, and the squeak and groan of two trees scraping against each other. Or was that the call of a yellow-headed blackbird? Who can know for sure? And maybe knowing is not the point. The point is, we stopped and listened, letting sound submerge us like soft feathers floating upon the surface of a lake, or painted turtles swimming in its undercurrent.